This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the legislation making its way through committee.
Right, the committee.
Tuesday afternoon saw the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee hear Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville present Senate Bill 601, which would modify the punishment for the offense of armed criminal action.
For some, the answer is stricter gun laws. But those sweeping proposals fail to distinguish between law-abiding gun owners and those who use guns to commit crimes.
During discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis says she believes this legislation would take Missouri down a familiar path.
At the same time, you don't want to pass any legislation that forces private industry to hire people, regardless if they had a felony or not.
All right, we'll go ahead and start.
The Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee hears Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City present Senate Bill 583, legislation that seeks to allow for an income tax deduction for educator expenses.
94% of teachers spend money on their classroom supplies. These costs average $459.
During committee discussion, Senator Mike Sirpoy of Lee's Summit adds, this holds true for most school districts.
In my districts, which are pretty affluent, I've got teachers spending their own money for supplies as much as we spend on education. It makes me crazy.
Elections will come to order. Barb, would you please...
The Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee. Here's Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan present Senate Bill 558, a measure that would provide personnel of certain municipal police forces would not be subject to residency requirements.
I also think that the city of St. Louis police shortage of over 120 officers can be lessened by allowing police to live where they and their families want to live.
During discussion, Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City asked about a similar requirement there.
Would your requirement have a state requirement? I mean, because obviously if Kansas City were to do this, I would probably be more apropos to see what happens if this were to pass with St. Louis and maybe revisit it.
Committee action has not yet been taken on any of these measures.
We'll be interested to see what his idea is.
That's always an issue that we have worked on.
Among the agenda items for the governor this year is increasing teacher pay throughout our state. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he agrees with the executive branch on this.
While we all would love to do it and certainly want to be mindful of our compensation for our teachers, anytime you go down that road, it's a big chunk of money.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she's ready to make this happen.
These senators know. They'll stand. They'll do what they have to do to get it across the goal line. They always do.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming forth.
Inclement weather ended business a day early for Missouri senators, who will return on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.